Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Are we doing this?
I don't know. I feel like we've come too far.
Let's quickly go around the room and just who's in?
Who's in?
Producer Rach,
are you in?
Yep.
I'm definitely in.
I'm down.
We've been hooking it all morning.
Well, this has been something that we've been pushing for a long time.
We get it. R&B Fridays. It's huge. People love it. We've had this idea for a while.
We do keep mentioning Country Music Mondays, even if it's not the whole day, just 1 hour, just 8 o'clock, you know, country music from 8 till 9.
We've said to our boss, Yammo, can we do it? He was so against it.
He said
He's told us multiple times, you will be reprimanded if you decide to do Country Music Mondays.
The thing is, I question whether he's even asked if we can do it. I think he's just said no. I don't even think he's looked into it.
He doesn't see the value in a bit of good country music,
you know? What about the country music fans? I mean, what are they get out of it?
What about all those country music fans who are just waiting to hear some country music on CFM?
So we've blocked the studio door.
We've manned the door, Rachel. We've put stuff across the door. We've put stuff across the door here. We did have a security guard organised, but they fell through.
They did. So we're a security guard down.
This is going to be a lot harder.
We've taken over the station right now.
No one is coming in here for the next hour. And guess what?
We're doing this.
Bring Gondi's Country Music Monday.
That's right, Yammo. It's our station for the next hour. He has no idea this is happening this morning. And
country.
If he's listening right now, we're sorry.
Country Music Monday, 8 till 9.
Rach, I'm so paranoid about the door. Can you man the door? Sit on that big stool thing that we put across the door here.
The cameras are rolling. We're not sure where Yammo is right now at this point. He could be listening in the car. He could be in the building, but the cameras are on.
I'm so nervous. It's going to be a whole hour of country music here at CFM.
So producer Rach is now our security guard, is she?
Yes, okay. She is. Or until Yammo can get his way into the studio.
All right, what song are we going to start with of all the country songs for Country Music Monday?
If there's one absolute classic banger country music song, my favourite, we've spoken about on the show multiple times. I know you love it. You're going to get on board this one this morning. This is for Yammo. Bit of achy, breaky heart. Billy Ray Cyrus!
To kick off Country Music Mondays, what are we doing?
Stay tuned. You can tune in right now when the camera's on. No.
Here it is.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
It's Country Music Mondays right here at sea.
Oh, no. If you've just joined us, we've barricaded the door of the studio. We've taken over. I don't know if Boss Yammo knows what's going on yet.
We haven't heard from Yammo yet.
Haven't heard from Boss Yammo yet. He might think we're joking around. Yeah. It's just one song. No, mate.
There's more to come.
It's a whole hour.
Now that I listened to the whole version of Achy Breaky Heart, I don't know if it was the greatest song. I know it's your favourite because it divides a lot of people. People either love it or hate it.
Should have started with Rascal Flatts' Life is a Highway.
Yeah, or that new Sam Hunt one we're playing.
Oh, Body.
Body's
like
a back road, you know,
yeah.
Maybe something like
don't
that.
Don't worry, we've got all those bangers coming up for you.
These are the things you learn as you go with Country Music Mondays.
Yeah, you learn. The people are torn at the moment.
Okay, what are we getting from the people?
There's people who are loving it. They're saying it should be all day.
Can't get away with that.
People are also saying it's ear blood.
Well,
gotta do it. Sometimes you really just gotta push the boundaries with your boss, don't you?
Well, 13, 12, 16. I mean, we'll put the call out there. Call the studio right now.
What's your favourite country music song that you want to get on this morning?
We're persisting with this till 9.
We've barricaded the door, mate. Rach is sitting on the door. There's no turning back.
There's no turning back. I mean, we're 10 minutes in.
We are going to get it absolutely handed to us after the show. Like, I'm not even joking. If people listening right now think this is a joke, it's no joke.
I've got another message just in, singing along to Billy Ray.
Yes.
Loving Billy Ray.
See, people are on board. Oh, the calls are coming through.
Here come the calls. All right, 13, 12, 16 with your take on
Rachel
Country
can't
Music
take
Monday.
She can't take the calls. I'll have to because she's barricading the door.
We'll get credit for this one day. It'll become a thing on Mondays and they'll go, who started that? Those pioneers, Bree and Gaunzi, when they locked themselves in the studio and took over.
Some heroes don't wear capes.
They wear cowboy hats.
They wear cowboy hats.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We are barricaded in the studio at the moment. There's someone we want to get on the phone right now. It's our boss, Yammo, Peter Yamarellos. Morning, Yammo.
Morning, Yammo.
What are you guys doing?
Play the opener
Seriously,
for him.
Seriously, what are you guys doing?
Where are you?
I've just got in the car park. I'm about to walk into the building.
Yellow. Remember we said you signed off on it.
I said no.
You said.
15 other people said no as well. I cannot believe you guys have gone ahead with this.
15 others? You asked 15 people?
I did. I asked 15 people.
And they're not loving this.
Building.
They're not
come
loving
on, Yellow.
Come on.
They're
bring Gondi's Country Music Monday.
Just so you know, I can control what you guys play from my office, you know.
Hey, we've thought about that, Yamo, and guess what? Nothing's been played off the system here. We've thought a way around
it's
it.
It's off Adobe, mate, which you can't control.
Unbelievable. You guys are in such big trouble. Big trouble.
Yamo, the people like it.
Have a chat to Darren.
No, they
thought a way around
it. What's that, Yamo? No, his phone line's not great. Let's go to Joe.
We've lost half of your audience.
We haven't lost half of
Joe,
our audience.
Joe, in Tuggera Wong. Hey. Are you loving Country Music Mondays?
Joe.
Love it.
Love it. See, Yamo?
Suck it up, Yamo!
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do me a favour.
Yes.
Can you play Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Is that a request from one Peter Yamarellos on Country Music Mondays?
Yeah. Play that, then I'll forgive you. Otherwise, if you don't, you're in big trouble.
I'll go down with Devil. If we've got it, I'll play it. Devil Went Down to Georgia. Charlie Daniels.
Just a little bit of it.
Can you just play a hook of it? No, I think I know the song.
Can't we just play the whole song? It's Country Music Monday, Yamo. We can do anything.
It's a 7-minute track. You don't want to play the 7-minute version of Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah, here's a grab. It's a 3-minute.
You guys won't even deal with that.
It's a 3:30 version of this.
Fire on the mountain, run,
boys,
run.
Whoa, that is country as.
Picking up dough.
You want that, Yamo?
You guys are in such big trouble.
Your request is our...
Here it is, Peter Yamarellos. We can't get in trouble now. His words, we've got it on tape.
Yes,
you can't
Yamo?
Get in here, Yamo. We're barricaded in the studio.
It's Country Music Mondays. Right here at sea.
Bye, Yamo.
Devil went down to Georgia. He was
so
looking for a soul to steal.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
CFM.
Bree and Gondi's Country Music Monday.
We've been pushing for it. I mean, because we love R&B Fridays, but we want to cater for all music tastes. And if you love a bit of country, then this is your hour.
Why
you know?
Not?
Why
this
not go for it?
This is your hour to live a little. And people don't realise.
I wish I had a hat.
See, I bought my hat
in. Yeah, I need a cowboy hat.
I bought my hat in.
Yeah.
I'm on board. People don't realise actually how much trouble we're going to be in. Like, it's legit. We're not joking around here.
No.
Producer H is barricading the door. Yamo's about to get here any second. Oh,
well, he said
I'm so on edge.
He said he was outside the building, so I'm waiting for him to come.
He said that to intimidate us.
Oh, did he? Like I said at the start of the hour, I'm torn between being excited and apprehensive about my job.
Yeah. Joe off air said, are you going to lose your job? And I said, well, we could get a warning big time, like for real.
Yeah, I know. Well, Joe wasn't happy about that either.
No, she goes, I'll write a letter to Yamo. I said, well, can you keep messaging the Facebook page?
We're getting messages.
Keep saying how much you love it because we're going to absolutely cop it.
Trev's call through on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Trev.
Morning, Trev.
Trev.
Is this the best day ever, Trev?
Mate, it is the absolute best.
Country See? Music Mondays, Trev's on board.
Oh, is that Yamo at the door? Oh,
is that the door?
He's at the door.
Oh, my God. He's trying to get in. Rach, hold on.
If you can hear me, Yamo, track it up.
Trev's got a message for Yamo.
Trev
go for
said,
it, Trev.
Suck it up.
Yamo, suck it up, mate. Suck it up.
He can hear it in the hallways. Yeah. He can hear CFM. I gotta sit over here. I gotta barricade the door.
You guys block the news. You guys block
the. He actually can't get in.
What's he saying?
He said he's gonna put on the backup tape.
The backup. He's gonna put on the backup tape. That's what it's come to, is it?
Override it, Gordy.
Well, he can't put it over ads, so we'll go to ads and we'll come back with more Country Music Mondays. Right here at sea.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
CFM.
Shania Twain. That don't impress me much. Could be the motto for Yamo this morning, our boss, couldn't it?
This don't impress me much.
For Country Music Monday, he's got a lot of requests for Shania Twain. We've taken over the studio. Our producer, Rach, is sitting on a park bench inside, blocking the door there. We've gone Facebook Live as well for this.
Bring Gondi's Country Music Monday.
Don't get carried away on Country Music Mondays. I got my cowboy hat on and I was riding the chair like a horse.
Yeah.
Nearly went an absolute buster.
You can see that on the Facebook Live.
Oh, Mama Di.
What's she got to say this morning?
Yeah.
because she would be loving this this morning. Oh, no, it's coming. I'm waiting on the text.
On the die text.
Morning.
What's she got?
About time you catered for all the country people. Nan did a good job on your outfit for that Shania Twain outfit from that song.
Oh, that's right. You did have the Shania Twain thing.
Dressed up as her when I was 7 years old.
Tamika's in Edelong. What do you think this morning? What's your love and country music Monday?
I am absolutely loving it. It's the best.
What should we say to Yammo when he gives us a written warning after this, Tamika?
Our first one.
Tell him to suck it up because it's the best Monday he's ever going to have.
Copping a lot of suck it up Yammo. That could be a new thing.
It's not all about Yammo. I know. Let's do a segment, Suck It Up Yammo.
Suck It Up Yammo. Tamika, thanks for the call this morning. Amanda's in Terrigal. We're covering all parts of the coast today. Morning, Amanda.
Morning.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Very well. Good. What do you think? Country Music Mondays.
Oh, look, I'm loving the idea. I just think you can change the content because
it's 6 days. Picking the right tunes, into like upbeat kind of Shania
something
Twain.
Something a bit more upbeat, like a bit of Luke Bryan or Florida Georgia Line, and
okay.
I reckon that would be
tough. Okay, so a bit of tweaking to the... It's a first time. It's a debut, so a bit of tweaking.
We can workshop that.
We can workshop,
of course.
We can
let the people decide that kind of thing.
Get in touch with us, 13 12 16. Hit us up on the Facebook page. We've gone live on our Facebook now for Country Music Monday. Yammo reckons we've lost half our audience this morning, but I think we've gained a few passionate fans, if anything.
I think people realise what we've gone through this morning.
Yeah.
And what we're putting on the line, we're putting our jobs on the line
and it's
to
only,
bring this to the people
this
morning.
It's only an hour. It's like six songs.
And you might think, some people might not think this is legit. I'm telling you, Yammo had no idea.
He had no idea.
What was going down this morning, and it's a pretty big deal to change the music for 1 hour.
It's all fun and games right now until after nine hits and we have to walk out of this studio.
We've got the footage. We've been recording in here the whole time, and we've got footage of Yammo coming to the door absolutely fuming. So that'll be up on the Facebook page sometime today.
You can check that out. Just gone 8:44. I need to wee and I can't leave the studio.
There's a bottle.
Can I go in the...
Corner?
Yeah, in the bottle.
Yeah, pick a corner.
Oh, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.
Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road, some brand new stuff here at CFM. We're playing the hits, which we love. It's Country Music Mondays with Brian Gaunsey because we've taken over the studio here just to put it to a trial test, you know, just to see how it goes, I guess, you know.
And to do that, we've had to barricade ourselves in the studio because the amount of times Boss Yammo, we asked him, and he said no multiple times.
But how do you know unless you trial something?
Exactly.
You know, this could be the biggest thing in the radio network next to R&B Fridays. We don't know.
Some people are saying...
Mum and Dad text.
Oh, here we go.
Morning.
That can happen at any time.
She's absolutely flooding in with texts this morning.
What's your mum saying?
She said, I have some requests for Country Music Mondays.
Of course she does.
Alan Jackson, Passion for Country, It's the Best Music, Blake Shelton, Gary Allen, the hottest of all time, Tim McGraw.
The hottest
I'm rocking
of all time.
In the kitchen. I'm boot scooting. All right, Mum, we get it.
Oh, the texts just keep coming through from Mum and Di.
She's from Stanthorpe. Of course she likes Country Music Mondays.
She would be in her element right now.
Bring Gondi's Country Music Monday.
Jace is in Wadaba. Morning, Jace.
Morning, Jace.
How are you guys?
Very well. How are you?
We're good.
Very well, very well. Now I'm listening to you guys.
No, I appreciate that, mate.
Are you loving Country Music Mondays?
Any other time, I'll get in the wife's car, and I won't lie, I'll change the station.
But what about this morning?
This morning, there's no changing it.
Oh, you mean you normally change it from us?
I do. The wife listens to you guys religiously.
Yes.
Absolutely religiously.
Okay.
Are you a country music fan?
Morning?
Yep.
I went to change it. I'm a country music fan through and through. I can't change it this morning.
Okay.
And see, so we're getting listeners on board.
We're getting new listeners, which we like. And now that you've stuck around a bit, heard some country music, heard some great banter.
We're sticking
banter,
it to the man,
we're sticking
Jace.
It. Do you think you'll hang out with us every morning now?
I will hang out a little bit more. Yes, I will, definitely.
He's honest.
See?
He's a country fan and he's honest.
Country people, country folk.
You keep Monday mornings and if you run it all the way through, even better, but if you don't.
We got time for one more.
Monday mornings is definitely staying on this station.
Jace, what do you reckon?
One more, mate. This
the
is
gambler.
It.
What do you reckon? Finish on the gambler.
Must be the gambler.
It's our most requested song for Country Music Mondays this morning, and we give the people what they want. So
got to put the nail in Yammo's coffin this morning with the gambler.
Is this it? Are we finishing on this? Are we going to come back afterwards, or are we just going to say goodbye on
I
the
think
gambler?
We're going to say goodbye and try.
Okay.
Do we run or like what do we do?
I don't know what to do now. We're live on our Facebook page, so you can get on there and see what happens post this, because I'm going to be holding that close because then it's all recorded.
Good
you know?
Idea, evidence.
Yeah. I would say this has been successful, would
I
you
think
say?
It's been a success.
Yes.
We've had a lot of people get on board.
A lot of messages and stuff.
We've also had a lot of people say that they haven't liked country music, but they think, you know, for a bit of variety.
The music could be tweaked a little bit.
It can be tweaked.
Mm.
Maybe we do like a voting poll.
We're talking like this is going to come back. Like this isn't the last
Trust
time
me,
we're going to do this.
After the absolute ripping we're going to get after this, we're not even going to barely be able to play anything tomorrow.
All right, let's go out in style then, eh? If we're going to go down, we're going down with guns a-blazing.
Come on.
It's Kenny Rogers
Kenny
and the Gambler.
Kenny Rogers, the Gambler.
Enjoy.
On
Country
a warm
music Monday.
Summer's Eve. On a train bound for nowhere.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM. You know what I love? I love a good protest.
Yeah.
I love when people stand up for something. And I love to see the different ways people protest things. Like, obviously there's a naked protest. There's a march. But have you ever heard of someone defecating in protest?
No.
Have you seen this story?
No.
There's a Melbourne school. It's a prestigious Melbourne school, and it's an all-girls school, and apparently they're having big problems at the moment with girls defecating on the floor in the bathroom in protest.
Just explain to me defecating.
Pooing on the ground.
Right. I getcha.
Yeah. Just a nice way
out
to say
out of protest.
So apparently, yeah.
Who says defecating? Oh, I just did the biggest defecating there.
That's you the nice way.
You don't want to go in there. I just defecated.
The nice way of saying it. But apparently this massive note was left right next to it.
Is that another metaphor for poo?
No. It's an actual note.
Okay, there's a note.
And it says on the note, "This is my protest. I know I have resorted to the most extreme method to make a symbolic point, but you never listen to the student voice."
She is right. That is an extreme measure.
It's very extreme.
Isn't it?
So extreme. Anyway, she goes on to say all the problems that she believes are within the school, and she's like, the teachers are...
No good.
No good. So I've left a symbolic dropping of what the education is like at this school. Absolute crap.
Oh.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
Like... Anyway...
What does she care? She's not paying the school fees. I thought this would be more of a parent thing.
Apparently
all that
she's
money.
Sick of people not listening to her in
right.
classes. Apparently the teachers will just say, read out of the textbook. And one teacher, she goes on to name teachers within the letter of who she thinks is the main problem.
Mm.
And she says, this teacher always makes us read out of the textbook and he watches YouTube clips every class.
That's what I'd be like if I was a teacher, I think.
Wouldn't that be
yeah.
a good thing?
What's that?
Like back in the day, like if a teacher wasn't paying attention, you'd just...
Oh,
whatever you wanted,
oh,
you know what I mean?
It's a dream to me.
You
but
know
I mean,
when they rolled out the TV and everyone just went, oh,
yes.
Yeah, here we go.
Here's
double
the
English
stuff.
Lesson of this.
Substitute teacher, you sit back and watch as many YouTube videos as you like.
You
I've got this
done.
Covered
you
here
get it done.
With this television.
When I was at school,
yeah.
when I went to a private school because I got a scholarship to go to boarding school, I remember a similar, not a similar thing to this, but I remember.
I did the exact same
defecated.
Thing. I went in there and I
and
showed them.
I protested.
Them. Oh, but there was only two kids in the school and
they
I kinda
kind of
got busted.
Pointed it at
yeah.
me. No, I remember we walked down to our locker room one day and it was a co-ed school and obviously there was boys and girls boarders and the boarders got blamed for this, but one day we walked into the locker room and someone had grabbed the picture of the principal and everyone used to call him a dictator. We all hated the principal because we all thought he was a real kind of son of a bee.
One of those guys.
And anyway, someone has grabbed this picture of him and he's like a grand chancellor, so he's in like the full robes and stuff because it's a full fancy school and stuff, and they've grabbed this picture of him. And they've photoshopped his mouth open and then put
what?
The male appendage.
Right.
And and then they've printed out A3 like posters of this and it was around the entire grade 11 locker room.
Oh.
Like just hundreds of them.
That is full on, isn't
covered,
it?
Covered. Yes. The locker room. And it said, I can't remember what it said on it.
It was you.
It wasn't me. Oh. I'm saying someone had done this. Right. I think I know. We all knew who it was. It was this boy boarder who he also went in and changed the Wikipedia thing about the school and wrote this big thing about how he said the principal was a dictator and all this kind of stuff. But I just remember walking down there and going, oh, my God. But they never caught him.
They never caught him.
There was cameras and apparently, like, the rumours went around the boarding house that the guy who did it was like a masked Avenger because he was like in a full mask and stuff. That would have taken him ages to put all those posters up.
If only he applied that much effort to his schoolwork, he may have gone all right.
I bet he's doing big things now.
Big things.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Oh, mate.
I know.
Food-related eating injuries.
13, 12, 16 right now if you want to get involved in this one.
Do you have one?
Because
what have you done?
I don't, this is the worst food-related injury I've ever had.
What happened?
Well, I went to the footy on Saturday, went to the Swans game at the SCG, and I thought I'd go and get something to eat. So I grabbed a pie at the footy, get a pie. I had a couple of drinks, and I was digging into that pie. Like, I was going hard at the pie. And it kind of dropped onto my fingers and it burnt my fingers and I went, ah, and I kind of flicked the pie off my fingers. And then I've realised it was also burning my chin at the same time. And I've gone, oh, God, I better get that off. And then it just started to feel, a couple of minutes later I touched it and it was weeping. And I've got a full on third degree pie burn.
It's full on. You should see this thing.
It's like two burns next to each other.
Yeah.
Can I sue the pie company? Can I sue the SCG for making the pie too hot?
The SCG, I think. But then do you want to ruin it for all of us other people who aren't idiots like you?
Well, maybe there's others out there from the game that just, the pie needs to be bang on temperature. And I think there is this temperature you can put it at where it's the perfect eating temperature.
Can we put a picture of this thing up on the Facebook page, yes. Producer H? If you want to see Gaundy's pie-related burn.
I'll take a snap of it. I tried to, but I don't.
Jesus.
No matter what angle I get of it, I don't look great.
When you sent, what about the picture you sent to me? Post that picture.
Have a look at it.
Do you reckon anyone else is with you? Do you have a food-related injury?
Well, 13, 12, 16, if you've got one, I'd love to hear from you. We've got these Red Rooster Super Sprint Motor Park tickets to give away on 13, 12, 16.
Do you remember? You probably don't remember, but one of our friends, I remember seeing on her social media that she had a food-related burn. She was cooking soup in the microwave.
Right.
And she went to pull out the soup in the bowl. You know when the bowl gets
super hot? Yeah.
And she's fumbled the bowl, burnt her entire hand.
Oh.
She needed to have, like, I can't even remember what it was. She had to go to the doctor. She went to the hospital.
Yeah, right.
Because of the soup.
That's a hard one to explain when you get to the hospital, isn't it? I was so keen to get stuck into my soup, but it burnt my hands.
Not great, is it?
Well, 13, 12, 16 is our number. We've got Josh calling through at the moment. We can look at taking that. Have you got anything that happened to you?
I'm trying to think if I've got a food-related injury. Oh, there's multiple times.
I mean, there's the cuts from the knives and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've never really... Oh, my brother injures himself a lot.
All the time.
I remember this one time him and I were cooking. I think it was around Christmas time. He cut himself like 5 times. And I remember saying, I get once.
How hard in the kitchen are you going?
He's going hard. You know what he's like. He washes his hands with scalding hot water.
Yeah.
Because he's so paranoid about germs. But, yeah, I remember he cut his hands like 5 times and I was like, you guys have a lay down.
Just have a rest,
mate. I think you're done for today.
Hey, Josh in Berkeley Vale. Morning, mate.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Food-related injuries. We're good. What have you got?
Well, it's my wife, actually.
Okay.
She was at her friend's house just to have a cuppa, and it went cold, so she warmed it up in the microwave, so it was nice and piping hot.
Mm.
And then she sat on the lounge, and her phone rang, so she put the cup of tea between her knees, it spilled into her crutch.
Oh.
And she was wearing jeans as well.
Tea crutch.
Yeah. Crutch right burn.
There.
So, was she out of action for a while?
Fire crutch.
Yeah, in many ways. Got home and she was in a cold bath, not knowing what to do, and actually went to the medical centre and the nurse actually looked at it and said, "Girl, you're not meant to drink tea that way."
Well done by the nurse. I mean, they could give her that.
Not funny in this situation, is it?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Oh, there's a new plastic surgery procedure that's sweeping the world.
Okay.
And I've already got the feature. I don't need to go get the surgery.
Oh, people looking for what you've got.
People want something that I've got, finally.
What are they? I'm trying to think of what it might be.
Oh, all right, no, mate. Okay.
We haven't given me much time. I'm just trying to work.
Oh, jeez. Pick something.
Anything.
I'll tell you what it is next.
I'll have a think, yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
The newest craze in plastic surgery. I don't need to get it because I was already blessed with this feature.
What is it?
They're calling it dimpleplasty.
Dimpleplasty.
Apparently, the millennials are going crazy for people with dimples.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to have dimples.
Okay.
I was born with them. Technically, it's a facial deformity. I've been told that by a few people before, which I've got really strong ones on both sides of my face.
And I've never noticed them, if you think they're that strong. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Never noticed them, no. When you do that, like you just sort of farted face, that...
Every time I smile, I have dimples, every single time.
I think I've got one on one side. Go on.
Nah, you don't got none. No. Oh,
didn't know I was going to have a dimple off this morning.
But there's like people like famous people like Harry Styles has them, Miranda Kerr, Ariana Grande has one, I think. But apparently it's like super popular. It's become like four times the amount of people that want to get the procedure done.
How's it work? Because they just punch some holes?
Essentially, yeah, you don't even need to go under full anesthetic. They go into, I think it's, I read it. It sounded really gross. It's less than half an hour it takes, and it's where the doctor creates a hole in your cheek, on the inside of your cheek, because it's technically a deformity in your muscle on the inside of your cheek, and they just put a little hole into an incision, and then it creates the dimple on the outside of your face. But I did read, though, it's semi-permanent. It only lasts for like a couple of months.
And then you've got to go back and do more.
Yeah, so apparently you get swelling and soreness and then, yeah, you only get it for like 2 months and then your cheek pretty much, like, covers over it.
Oh.
Mm.
No, I'm not into any of this sort of stuff. I did talk, I spoke to someone about, because I've got a little bit of a double chin. Like a little bit of a...
Like a bum chin.
Well, I don't know. It's just...
Oh, no,
just,
not a bum chin. You've
not
got...
the butt, like, but the... I don't have a very strong jawline.
Okay.
So it's kind of like it can easily turn into a double chin. And I spoke to someone about, you know, is there anything to, other than actually exercising and eating healthy, is there anything you can do? And they were like, yeah, well, we get the two rods and you insert them just under the eyes down to the chin and then we pull everything up from the inside.
Oh, sounds delightful.
And I said, no... No, thanks.
Because they say even with, what's it called when they stick the rod in there and they suck all the fat out of you? What's that? Liposuction.
Oh, yeah.
You can
yeah.
get liposuction on that.
Where?
On your chin.
No, they reckon you can't.
Are you, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what they, because it's not really fat. It's more my jawline.
Oh, yeah. You need like some implants or something if you want to recorrect that, which you don't want to do that.
No.
You don't want to be putting implants. I've got a bum chin as well. I've just got dimples all over my face. That's hereditary.
What's that? A bum chin?
A bum chin and dimples.
So who had the bum chin?
My dad has dimples and a bum chin. I've got that both from him. My sister has dimples as well. And my brother's got a serious bum chin. He looks like a cartoon character.
He has to wipe it every day. Just
Stuff's always getting stuck in there, the crack.
He's got to get right in
horrible,
there
horrible.
To get it all out.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Before the weekend on Friday, I went to Sydney with my fiancée Jamie, and we went to a courtroom there in Sydney, in the city, and she was inducted as a lawyer. So she became a fully fledged, full-time official lawyer.
So how long ago did she start studying?
Oh, man.
Long time.
7 years ago or something. You go 4 years through university and then you do another, I forget all the technical names for all the stuff.
Yeah, there's a name for it. You have to do like some sort
college of law thing and then, oh man, it's just
they make you jump through hoop and hoop. It's a long time and what an achievement. Massive congratulations to her. That's huge.
I got emotional in there, honestly. I was sitting on the other side of the room and I could see her over there and you think of all the work that the sacrifices that you put in and all that sort of stuff. I teared up. I'm getting teary now just thinking about that.
It's a long time to commit yourself to something, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a big achievement, you know, because you could easily, I would have dropped out way before that. I didn't even give that a go at university.
I would never go back to uni.
Felt too hard. So
that place is horrible.
So it's, So to stick it out and get it done was great. So she it's all very official too. You're sitting there and Kate, who she works with.
Well, it's the complete opposite job of what we do.
Exactly. Had to get up and say, you know, I declare Jamie should be a lawyer of the country. And then they've got the people dressed like Santa and the wigs up the front that say, well, then let it be known that Jamie is a lawyer of the land. And then everyone's like, oh, well done. That's good. That's very good.
What the hell? You know those wigs are made out of cat hair.
Are they?
No, not really.
Could have fooled me.
I don't know what they're made out of.
I only found out the reason they dress like that is to hide their identity. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So it's that you can't see, if you get a bad ruling from a judge and you see them in the street, I mean, unless they're wearing the wig and the cape, you're not going
to... I'm pretty sure I could still recognise someone even without the ugly wig.
Do you think?
Yes.
If you're out to get someone.
Yeah, I think that's just what it's always been. Like, back in the day, they've always worn those.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
that's something from, like, the 1900s.
Yeah. Just before we walked in, though, and it's all very official, everyone's dressed nice, and it's a very sort of, you know, you're in a courtroom, and it's all business and stuff, and there's a lot of law students who are very smart and whatever. We're standing out the front ready to walk in, and I don't know where this video came from on Friday, but do you remember the guy on Friday with the silk sheet? He's like Asian guy.
The cup of tea?
He puts the teacups on
his...
Yeah, he puts the teacups on his private parts, and then he somehow whips the silk sheet off.
Yeah, he's all different ways there.
Yeah.
He's so innovative,
I know.
Guy.
And so we're standing out the front, and I'm watching the video. I say, oh, Kate, Jamie, yo, look at this guy. And we're sitting there watching this this dude with the silk sheet pulling tea off his private parts. And we're all looking at it, and I look over my left-hand shoulder. There's one of the official judges. It's a packed room, and we're all kind of nice and close. And he's kind of, because we're all having a laugh, and he's kind of looked over.
I'm going, what the hell?
I thought they were going to pull the pin on Jamie. I thought they were going to go, nah, this girl, if this is the stuff she gets involved in, she cannot be a lawyer of the land.
I thought he was going to come over and go, can you tag me in that?
I know that guy.
I want to watch that later, actually. We made it to watch that.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Have you heard the audio of Erin Molan falling off her chair?
Yeah, where she says the S word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Did you? Okay, so you didn't see it happen? It
sounded like she hurt herself.
Yeah, it did. I've got the audio here just quickly. Have a quick listen to this.
The toilet. Oh, Tour de France will... I'm just falling off my chair. No, I'm all good. The Tour de France will come down to tonight's grueling 22-kilometre individual time trial. I did just fall off my chair, but I am okay, I promise. And apologies for that and anything that came out of my mouth, Georgie. I was in a bit of shock. No, I'm fine. Thank
you. Okay. Good.
Apologies.
Right. Thank you, Erin. We'll see you soon.
Awkward.
She's so serious.
How
I would have been killing myself laughing.
I was thinking about it because it's not actually on camera because they've got the Tour de France stuff on
the
screen.
The video,
so she's off the camera. How do you fall off a chair? It feels a little staged. No? How do you physically fall off a chair?
It happens.
How? I'm on a chair.
Depends what chair it was, I think.
Okay, so I'm on this chair.
She might have rolled down onto something like... Maybe there was different levels on the floor and she rolled onto a different level and it kind of got wobbly and she fell.
As you're reading a teleprompter?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows? Nah, that's not staged.
That's not staged?
No way. She wouldn't swear. And then see how awkward she was afterwards?
Oh, I want to hear the unbeat version. I've only heard the beat version. So did the S-bomb go to air on Channel 9?
Yeah, it did.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do we find that? I've only heard the beat one. No one hears the
full
one.
Can we get that, Rach?
Yeah, because
we've got that flashback thing for the TV.
Oh, the TV!
Channels.
What time was this on?
I don't know when it was, but we could probably get that. I'm sure Erin Molan, if she was listening, can go, can you not?
She'd be happy though that the camera wasn't on it because that's a YouTube video for the ages.
Oh, see, if it was me, I'd like it. Like I'd think it was hilarious.
That you fell off?
Yeah, who cares? Newsreaders are so damn serious.
Yeah.
Live a little. Like she was so, I guess, because it doesn't happen.
That often. We do dumb stuff here all the time, so we're kind of used to it by now.
Whereas
they're expected to be squeaky clean, get it right every single time.
That's why I could never be a newsreader.
No.
It'd be too formal.
I know.
Whereas, see, like Carl's got the perfect balance.
Yeah, exactly.
Like sometimes he's serious, most of the time he's not.
I just want to hear, it just sounds like a very hard fall. Does it not sound like
it
a hard
does.
Fall?
The toilet.
I wish I could see the footage. Oh, they'd have that
too.
Somewhere.
Me too. We'll get the... we can't even play the unbeat version anyway,
no,
can
we? Can't.
Can we post it online?
I think so.
Or is there rules for online?
All the online stuff is beeped.
Yeah, see, they're not releasing the...
So even flashback?
I'm just checking now.
Okay, we'll see if we can find it.
So who's released the audio then beeped? Is it Channel 9? It's publicity, guys. Come on. Is it not?
It'd be Erin Molan. She'd be like, don't you dare.
What?
Release it.
I think she'd be about it, wouldn't she?
No, I don't reckon she would.
Why? Get the pub where we're talking about it.
Yeah, but I just don't think she's, yeah, I think she's more like wants to be taken as a serious journalist, so that's something she wouldn't be about.
Here's a tip. Don't fall off your chair. If you want to be taken
poor
serious,
Erin Molan.
Keep your bum on
it's
the chair.
It's a rough night.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.